to every faculty as the continual exercise of the mind to grasp and comprehend weighty and important truths of the Bible. What an encouragement to us if studying comes hard. Here at the seminary, the Word of God is paramount, and it's just this kind of study that can strengthen our minds. Don't pit your family against your studies, and don't complain about having to study. Rather, share with them what you're learning. At mealtime or family worship, say, "You'll never guess what I learned today about the Word of God or what I learned about Jesus today." And share with your family and draw your family's interest and joy into the wonder of the Word of God and for who Jesus is. If you have children, teach them the Hebrew and Greek you're having to learn. You know, you'll find your kids will learn a lot faster than you do, and then they can help you and quiz you. And they will come to see that serving the Lord is such a high privilege. When I review the lives of Moses, Daniel, and Paul, I see that God requires the training of mental faculties. He designs that we should possess more intelligence and clearer discernment than the worldling. The Lord bids us love him with all the heart, the soul, the strength, and the mind. And this calls us to develop our intellect to the highest capacity that we may love our Creator more. If placed under the control of the Holy Spirit, the more thoroughly the intellect is cultivated, the more effectively it can be used in God's cause. Ellen White writes this interesting statement: "An uneducated person who is consecrated to God, who longs to bless others, can be and is used by the Lord in his service. But those who, with the same spirit of consecration, have had the benefit of a thorough education," she writes, "can do much more work for Christ." Dream big. Determine to become as useful as an efficient as God dreams for you. I treasure Ellen White's invitation. "I commend to every student the book of books as the grandest study for the human intelligence, for education, for this life, and for eternal life." With the great work before us of enlightening the world, where error of every kind is now exalted as truth, it is our duty to search the Word for ourselves that we may know what is truth. The Lord has called us out from the world to be witnesses for him. We need to dream big. The times we live in demand an intelligent, educated ministry, not novices. False doctrines are being multiplied. The world is becoming educated to a high standard of literary attainment, with sin and infidelity becoming more bold and defiant, and intellectual knowledge and acuteness is required to combat this. This state of things calls for the use of every power of our intellect and a keen mind under the control of the Holy Spirit. Dream big. We are called to do our best for the Master. And higher than our highest human thoughts can soar is God's ideal for us. See, you won't begin your service of God once you leave here. As an ancient rabbi once said, study is the highest form of worship. When we pray, we talk to God. When we study, God talks to us. Please stand with me for prayer. We are sent to gather more disciples for the King of Kings. Let's pray. Glory be to him whose power, working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or even imagine. Glory be to him from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.